now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. David, what are the youth doing? Volleyballing?
Playing volleyball, yeah, they sure are. And we've got Bill Reynolds, Bill, what is your title? Is it assistant head coach with the Rudder Lady Rangers? Are you there, Bill?
Well, it helps if I click him on there.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. How about that, Bill? What is your title with their assistant head coach? Am I right about that?
I've been dubbed the associate head coach, which is a very flowery title, but all that means is I get to do some things.
Yeah, you work like crazy, but you get a good title to go with it.
I do have a good title. Jackie does all the hard work. I get to do the fun stuff between the two of us.
Well, we contacted Jackie Pence today, and like Aubrey on Monday, her voice is out right now, and so you're hanging in here, but it's a pretty big weekend heading into Friday night, because you guys got not only have maybe one of the best matches around the area, you also have a fundraiser for Dig Pink, and that's always a special night when you have that going. Let's talk about the match first with College Station coming to town, because you had to know, as long as you kept winning, somebody was going to be there waiting for you, and here you are just right at the break, and College Station is the other undefeated team in the district.
Yeah, going into this season, we knew how crazy our district is. I mean, on any given night, you know, we were five deep as far as the strength of the number of teams in our district, and it could have gone anyway, any given night last season. And going into this season, we knew that any given night, once again, any one of these teams could beat up on each other. So the fact that we are going into tomorrow night's match with College Station, both of us undefeated in district, this will wrap up the first half of district, but we're going to see them again. You know, so we can't, no matter what happens tomorrow night, we can't take too much out of tomorrow night, because we're going to face them again. So we're just going to, you know, keep the pedal to the metal in our practices and make sure we keep them hungry.
Well, the thing is, you guys went in with the goal of winning the district this year, which made perfect sense. You had enough people back, a lot of people back from a team that went to the regional finals last year. It had to be a goal. You and I talked last night. We were both out at a restaurant when they had the get-together for the College Station Rudder football thing.
Yes.
And which was actually a pretty cool thing, too, as well. But we talked about that. You know, you really can't get comfortable. You had to fight your way in last year when it looked like at one time you might be okay.
Yeah, the thing about last season, the fact that we had an experience where we had to fight our way in, that taught our girls that, one, you don't ever quit, you got to persevere, you got to persist, and then the other part of that was, you know, we don't want to put ourselves in a situation where right down to the wire we're having to, cross our fingers and hope certain things turn out. We wanted to be the master of their own destiny this season. And, that's one of our focuses. As any coach will tell you, no matter what sport, you have to set some team goals. But bottom line is it's the kind of work that you do in practices, you know, keeping each other's motivated, pushing each other, and making sure that you don't get complacent. If you're too successful, you got to keep them hungry. If you're not doing well, you got to keep them motivated to try a little bit harder than what they're doing, and maybe make some adjustments on the coaching side of things. So it's been a great experience with this group of girls for the last 2 years, and we got, you know, fortunately we have a lot of these kids returning next season. So all these experiences all add up to a lot of wisdom. So.
Well, it's great. You said last night you guys kind of caught lightning in a bottle a year ago, but keeping that lightning in the bottle is the key. And building from what you achieved last year. I saw you at the beginning, fairly early in the year. I didn't see you in the early tournament season, but I saw you fairly early in the year. And I told everybody that would listen to me that I thought you were better at that time than you were in the regional finals. Now, it's hard to keep that going, but people are recognizing that with the state ranking, and people have a pretty good idea of the quality of folks that you played as well.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, that was a wonderful compliment you paid us as far as where we picking up where we left off and being a lot stronger early in the season than where we left off. And the trick to that is, you know, this is one of the things that I've learned in club is that you got to think, you know, you got to think about the end game. You got to make sure that you're not satisfied with the things that your kids are able to do. So you want to push the envelope as far as spreading the offense out, maybe you know, being more proficient or efficient at certain, you know, play sets and making sure you're getting personnel in there, getting some experience. And so it's a constant struggle. There's, you know, as coaches, we can't be satisfied with where we're at in the practice, in the gyms, and we can't be satisfied with what we're doing on the court. So team goals are huge for us, and that's something our kids are really taking into.
All right, we mentioned the Dig Pink game, and I'll bet when you set this, you had no idea this match was going to be this important, but you're going to have a lot of people there for this, I think. So it's probably a win-win deal if it works out to be the big match. A lot of people show up, and it is a really nice fundraiser as well.
It's a great fundraiser, and the fact that it's College Station that has been willing to be part of this, and we're hosting them, we couldn't be more excited. We know that they have a solid, strong, rowdy fan base, and they do a lot of things right over there, and their student body is a part of that. So the fact that we've had great success with our Dig Pink matches in the past, and the fact that we've had great fundraising events going on with that, with the structure of our match tomorrow night, the fact that they can share in that experience you know, I'm happy for our program. I'm happy for the Side Out Foundation and the Dig Pink breast cancer awareness. I think it's a great thing for our community to get behind, and it's awesome to see all the pink around and the support from our student body. And we, you know, I just before you called, we had some staff members looking for some shirts, and we are 100% sold out of our T-shirts.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
It's great.
That's great. You'll still, I assume, take contributions at the game if people want to contribute to what's a really good cause. And it's my understanding this is going locally. Now, you're not talking about money that's been shipped off somewhere, right?
Actually, no. That's with Coach Compton. He's
he's
got something going.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing the local community, the Pink Alliance, and what we've done. The Side Out Foundation is a volleyball organization that it actually started with a volleyball coach whose mother was diagnosed. So that's how it got. You know, the history of the Side Out Foundation, it's great, but it is specific to volleyball. But as far as the way we incorporate the donations from the fans is we have in the second set of our match tomorrow night, anytime a player from our school or theirs gets a kill, that's anytime they, you know, attack and scores a point, our announcer, our wonderful announcer voice of Rudder Volleyball, Brad King, will announce kill, you know, Rudder or kill College Station. And so at that point, we'll have some sub-varsity players in the stands on both sides with pink buckets where people can donate whatever they can. We're talking, we're happy with pennies, nickels, dimes, whatever they can afford. If they got some, you know, some folding money, that'd be great. But every little bit helps, and we're only doing that for the second set. And it's not just on the Rudder side. It's also on the College Station side.
All right,
so.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen College Station play. Lost you there for a moment. You still there, Bill?
Yes, it was just a
okay.
End of the day, Bill.
All right. Well, wasn't just the bell on our end. We got all kinds of extra stuff to go along with it. But you're the associate head coach, but I would recommend some of those short sets and that back set on that slide play because you guys get a lot of kills off that.
We got to mix it up. College Station is such a talented group of young ladies, and they've got a very, very, very established coach.
Yeah, and they're scouting what I just said. You don't have to worry about that. That's not happening. So they're a lot smarter than that at College Station.
We got to keep on our toes. I mean, they're not something. They're never a program that you can take lightly, and we definitely don't do that. You know, their guns are going to be blazing.
All right, you're going to get this thing started as you do in just about every one in district. You'll start at 6 o'clock. So you got time actually to go there and check at least a portion of this out, right? And before the people make the move. Am I correct? Is this a 6 o'clock start for this?
Yeah, our varsity match starts at 6. Our sub-varsities, our JV and our freshman A team will start at 5. And varsity and freshman B will be playing at 6 o'clock. So this place will be hopping tomorrow night. And then... Yeah.
And then after that, go over and watch the football game, right?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's nonstop. We have we got kids going over to the football game, but we also have to kind of quickly set up for a freshman BT tournament we've got going on tomorrow. So yeah, we've no rest.
Well, there's not going to be any rest the rest of district as well. I was looking down your schedule. You'll play A&M Consolidated to open the second half, and you'll get them at home. But then you go three away games, and a couple of them are pretty good road trips. You go to Willis and to Livingston. One of them is Bryan in between. But the schedule, it's been odd for the last few years, it seems like, in this district, but in whatever district you've been in. But you hit a few home games, and you hit a few away games.
Yeah, last year it was the way it worked out, the way it's scheduled, is that we were on the road in the first half quite a bit, and which meant this year we were able to stay home for the first bit. So anytime you've got a great crowd like what we have, and you know, I know Brian's got a great crowd, Consol and College Station, they've all got great home crowds. Anytime you can kind of get that home court advantage, that's great. So the fact that we've been going in the second half, we've got a little momentum, regardless of what happens tomorrow night, we've got to maintain that mentality, that attitude, whether it's their gym or our gym. We just got to play a good game on our side of the net.
All right,
take care of our business.
We mentioned the state ranking, and I don't think a state ranking is a bad thing. I think that's always a good thing. That means somebody thinks you're good, but I think it is something you have to address with a team. I mean, what was your take when you guys started showing up in the state ranking each week?
Well, you know, it's a compliment, and a lot of those teams that are in the top 10, top 25, we faced in tournaments. You know, that North Texas area is just ridiculous volleyball. It's just been that way, whether it's high school or club. Houston is no slouch either, but we were able to face a lot of those teams up there. With that said, and including the Austin area. With that said, as far as rankings go, I mean, as it, you know, while it's a compliment, you can't. That's not going to get you to the state tournament. That's not going to get you to playoffs. That's not going to get you through playoffs. So while it's a compliment and you can use it for, you know, promoting this and getting some of your fans that aren't knowledgeable about volleyball, they may not know the sport, but they know, hey, our team's ranked, you know, such and such. That's helpful in that regard. But, you know, anybody that knows this sport or any kind of, you know, where rankings come to play, bottom line is you got to show up to play. And, you know, that ranking is not going to help us win our district. That ranking is not going to help us, you know, with seeding in the playoffs. You got to show up and play. I mean, you know, going into with the playoffs last season, and we talked about this last night, we just kind of squeaked into the playoffs, and we faced the number one team out of another district. Well, on paper, you know, they should win. On paper, you know, they were the top team, and we were just, you know, got in by the skin of our teeth, but our district actually dominated, and we were one of the teams that dominated that other district. So the numbers are numbers, rankings are rankings, but you got to show up to play.
Okay, any special jerseys for Dig Pink or T-shirts or anything that you guys are wearing? I know we can't buy one now, but what are your thoughts? What are you guys going to do?
Well, you know, in our program, we like to do all the fun stuff. It doesn't matter what it is. We like to do the fun stuff, and we approached UIL with that question about being able to wear, you know, pink jerseys and things like that, and they actually nixed that. They said it's, you know, so, you know, maybe one day if we keep kind of some pressure on them, they'll allow us to do some fun stuff for a good cause. But no, our kids are going to do some pink accents in their uniforms, but not, you know, as far as, you know, we're going to rep the green, we're going to rep the school colors and things like that. But the gym will definitely have a lot of pink going on. We have some great team mothers that do a great job decorating and putting all kinds of things up for events like this.
All right, ought to be fun. Ought to be a big crowd, and we recommend you make the trip out to Rudder to the Armory because it's a great place to watch volleyball. You can even—I'll be at a football game, so they can even have my seat up in the corner where I sit up in the at the top of the gym. So,
absolutely.
So if you want to sell that and decorate it in pink, I'm okay with that. Okay, Bill.
Okay, we'll make sure to do that.
Like anybody would want to sit there, but hey, Bill, thanks so much. That's Bill Reynolds, the associate head coach for Rudder. They have a big one with College Station coming into town to take on the Rudder Lady Rangers, and it is the halfway point in District 18-5A.
Yeah, there you go. Should be a fun one.
Yep, should be.
All right, that is tonight's high school report. Well, today's high school report for tonight's action, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.